Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. We've got a recreation of the First Nighter program and the show that was on it, A Date with Baby.
American Radio Theater presents a recreation of Campana's First Nighter program. From the Little Theater off Times Square. It's theater time on Broadway, and you are invited to attend the opening night performance of a new play in the Little Theater off Times Square. No event in Theaterland is as exciting as this, a premiere on the Great White Way. So let's not miss a minute of the fun. Here's our host for the evening, the genial First Nighter.
Good evening, everybody. It's a pleasure to have you with us for this Broadway opening. Here's my cab. Won't you step in? All right, driver, we're off. Up Broadway and across 42nd Street, Christmas lights are flooding the theater district, turning the whole area into a fairyland of sparkling colors. And just ahead is our destination, the Little Theater off Times Square. Well, here we are.
No. Isn't that the Attorney General getting out of that limousine?
Oh, look at those photographers swarming around that girl.
She must have the magic touch.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seats.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with excellent seats right in the midst of one of the most brilliant scenes you can imagine. I see by the program that tonight's new play is entitled A Date with Baby, an original comedy romance written by Libby Solace. Pat McNally is cast in the role of Melville Curtis, a big but brow-beaten male. Melinda Maines plays the part of Sally, a young lady who finds herself committed to a blind date on a Saturday night.
Curtain, first curtain.
There's the signal for first curtain. The house lights are out, and here's the play.
Yes, Arabella. Yeah, yes, I understand. Simonize your mother's car, clean her attic, take your grandmother to Ladies' Aid, get a haircut, Carla Burns is about dinner on the 10th. Is that all?
No, now let me see. Oh, one more thing.
Holy smokes. You're only going to be out of town for a week.
It's about this Saturday night. You won't be busy, of course.
Well, as a matter of fact, Joe Stanton did mention a little get-together.
Not one of those gambling parties, Melvin.
We may play a little pity-ante poker. I haven't seen the boys for so long.
You know how I disapprove of Joe Stanton. Really, Melvin? Well, you can just cancel it.
Wait a minute, Arabella.
You heard me, didn't you? Besides, Mother promised Mrs. Butterfield that you would do it.
I would what?
Sit with the baby.
A baby? What baby?
Mrs. Butterfield's grandchild will be here for the weekend. All you have to do is sit there Saturday night.
Now look, Arabella, just because we're engaged...
Melville Curtis, don't raise your voice to me. Now, take down the address. 2343 Circle Drive. 8 o'clock.
But I don't know anything about babies. Well, why would they hire us?
And trust a precious child to some complete stranger. Oh, don't be silly.
Arabella, I refuse. I flatly refuse. This is too much, and
we won't
I'm
discuss
not...
it further, Melville. 2343 Circle Drive.
But...
Melville? I have to catch my train now. Goodbye.
Oh, wait a minute, Arabella! All the rotten tricks. One of these days, I'm just going to stage a first-class rebellion, and it might just be Saturday night.
Doorbell.
Uh-huh.
You want to flip for it?
No thanks, Pops. I'll go. Might be opportunity. Oh, special delivery for Miss Sally Cook, huh?
Message from Garcia?
Message from Boston.
That would be your sister Doris, and that can mean anything.
Well, steel yourself. My dear Sally, by the time you read this, he'll be practically at your door.
Who, the wolf?
Well, not the one you mean, I fear. He's a friend of ours out your way on business. Uh-oh. And knowing you wouldn't be busy on a Saturday night, I told him you'd show him around. So for heaven's sake, put on some lipstick and don't go intellectual. Fondly, Doris. P.S. His bank account is well padded.
Well, I give up. Who is he?
His name. Can you beat that? Trust Doris to omit foolish details. Oh, Pop, she can't do this to me again.
Maybe this one will be different.
Oh, you know Doris. Evidently, you've never noticed anything odd about Doris's taste in men.
I give her in marriage to the original missing link, didn't I? Well, I'm going to go over to Charlie Adams tonight anyway, so I don't have to...
Oh, I don't suppose Charlie could maybe use a dishwasher or... No, I don't suppose.
I'm afraid you're stuck, baby. But cheer up. Even Doris could go wrong once. You might have the time of your life.
Oh, I've got a tin photo of that. You know, sometime I'm going to cross her up good. And maybe there's no time like the present.
Joe Stanton's and me babysitting. This is the first and last time. Well, here's 2, 3, 3, 4. Or was it? No? Must be. Porch light's on.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Melville Curtis, sir, and I...
Yes. Baby's expecting you. Come right in. Just find a chair, son. She'll be down in a minute.
She? Oh, a girl. I I wasn't sure what it was.
What?
But that's all right. That is fine. I'm crazy about girls.
Yes, well, that's dandy.
I suppose you've already fed her?
Yes, I...
that's a load off my mind. No, let's see. Oh, yes. Where do you keep your bottles?
Bottles?
Just a precaution, sir. I always find a bottle comes in mighty handy. In case they put up a fight,
Now, see...
Don't get me wrong. I don't expect resistance. But they do struggle sometimes, especially if you're like a total stranger.
Hold on there, Custis. I don't know that I like your...
Curtis, sir. Curtis. Melville Curtis. Now just relax and leave her to me. I've had quite a bit of experience at this. Oh, there's a car out front. That for you?
Yes, I guess it is, but...
In that case, don't let me keep you. Go right ahead and say, don't worry, sir. I know how to handle
it. Mr. Custis, under the circumstances, I think that I'm going to...
If you're uneasy... I can run right upstairs now and...
Stay where you are.
This guy's nuts. Look here, sir. If you'll just tell me what you want me to do with her, I'll gladly...
I want you to pick up your hat and coat.
What's going on down
holy
there?
Holy smoke. You mean to say that's baby?
How do you do? Run along, darling. They're waiting.
But I...
Go on now, scat. Well, what are you waiting for?
All right. I'll go, but I'll be back. Just remember that, Custis. I'll be back.
Anyway, I'm Sally, and you're...
My name's Mel Curtis. And if you ask me, this is disgusting.
What?
Aren't you just a little old for this stuff?
I beg your pardon?
Any girl your age who can't take care of herself at night...
Listen, you, I can take care of myself any night of the week.
Well, then what the dickens did I get dragged in here for? I could be playing poker with the gang.
Well, go right ahead, mister.
Don't think I wouldn't if I hadn't promised to sit around with you all evening. Say, if I gave you a dollar, would you go to the movies or something? I'd pick you up and bring you home, of course.
Doris or no Doris, that does it. Get out of here, you...
Fine.
You creep, you...
And the next time you're stuck, don't call... who's Doris?
Doris, my sister.
Brother, just wait until Arabella gets back in town.
Arabella who?
Arabella, my fiancé.
Fiancé? What? You heel. Sneaking over here behind her back?
God, she's the one that forced me into this job.
Job? How dare you?
Babysitter, she says. Baby, that's a hot one.
Babysitter? What? Wait, you don't know Doris?
No, I don't know Doris. And say, you are Mrs. Butterfield's granddaughter?
Not lately. And I take it you're not my blind date.
Well, no, I holy smokes, wrong number. Oh, is that your father? No wonder when I asked about bottles.
Poor Pops, when you said baby.
Baby. I've got to get out of here. Arabella will, she'll just
throw. Wait a minute. I'm going with you.
Huh? No. You can't. I mean, you have a date.
I had a date. Oh, please, mister, be a Galahad, will you?
That's out. Really, you don't know Arabella?
Oh, no, but she must be pretty awful to make a babysitter out of a big boy like you. Well, I just thought it might be fun. Thanks anyway.
Well, maybe a first-class rebellion might be a lot of fun. Why not? Well, what are we waiting for?
And the curtain comes down on the first act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please. Who has the magic touch?
And now it's time between the acts to hear a word from that genial gentleman, Larry Keating.
Good evening, ladies. I just want to remind you, in case you haven't heard, that your old favorite hand lotion, Italian Balm, is back again in the stores. Yes, it disappeared from most stores completely during the war years, but now it's back.
You mean to say that wonderful Italian Balm I used to buy for my hands is really available again?
Yes, it is.
It's exactly the same good lotion that I used to like so much?
Yes, and yes again. Italian Balm today is exactly the same lotion that you and thousands of other ladies liked so well. It contains all the original top quality ingredients, all of them blended as skillfully as ever, to give your hands the exact same kind of sure and quick protection against chapping and dryness.
Well, I suppose, like everything else these days, it costs a lot more than it used to.
Well, that's certainly a natural thing for you to think, but the amazing fact is this. Italian Balm is priced exactly at its pre-war price. Not a penny more. You get the same tried and true quality, the same generous, long-lasting quantity, all at the same price.
Oh, I'm thrilled to hear that. In my opinion, there's never been anything equal to Italian Balm. It's so different from thinner, watery lotions.
Curtain, second curtain. Where's the magic touch?
The first nighters are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dimmed, and here's the second act of A Date with Baby.
I'm the maid. You the sitter? It's about time. I'm missing the best part of a double feature. Marshall's in there, and he's all yours. Heaven help you. Don't take none of that chicken in the icebox. Good night.
Well, that was sweet and to the point. Shall we go in?
Heaven help you, she says. Something tells me that
so,
we're...
So, two of them. No, isn't that cozy?
I suppose you're Marshall?
Yeah. How would you like to try for $3?
Why don't we go into the living room and play games?
Why don't you two get lost and I'll take in a movie? Hmm?
No dice, Junior. Head for the living room. Pronto. This kid's no baby. He's an embryonic Dillinger.
Mm-hmm. Better they should have called in the FBI.
Break it up, will you? I'm getting bored.
I'm getting desperate.
Well, what'll it be? Musical chairs?
I know. How about hide and seek? That's always fun.
Yeah, like gargling ground glass. Hey, on second thought, that might be just the thing. Okay, I'm it.
Wow, that's more like it. Now, how do we go about this?
You guys close your eyes and count to 20, and I hide.
I don't know. Maybe we better...
Okay, brother, it's your headache.
Oh, no. We'd love to play, Marshall. Really.
I thought you'd see it my way. Well, start counting.
One, two, three, four.
Old P.T. Barnum was all wrong. There's two of them born every minute.
Nine, ten.
So long, suckers. See you in the funny papers.
17, 18, 19, 20.
Here we come, ready or not. Well, you take the high road and I'll take the low road.
Check. I'll cover the basement.
I hope he's in Grandpa's bathroom playing with razor blades. Oh, let's see. This must be a closet. No go. Maybe that window seat. Still no go. A knee-hole desk, the perfect hiding place.
Oh, Sally, he did it! What a pair of prize goops we are.
Did what? Oh, no. No, he couldn't have.
Yes, the kitchen door wide open.
Oh, well, maybe the maid left it open. Maybe he's upstairs.
Not that kid. Oh, come on. We got to find him.
Well, why? Let's just forget it. Maybe he'll bump into a truck.
Are you crazy? Do you know what will happen to me if
wait a minute. Wait. Let me guess.
Arabella will never speak to me again.
Well, congratulations. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
This isn't a joking matter.
On the contrary, I think it's rather pathetic.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, skip it. Well, come on, Philo. But I have a feeling this is going to be needles versus haystacks.
Six drugstores, 10 hot dog joints, a church rummage sale.
Not to mention 3 parks and a penny arcade. It's in exactly 1 hour and 23 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll have a cigar. I just gave birth to a big bouncing corn.
Oh, you're a darn good sport, Sal.
No, don't mention it. I'm just full of the spirit of the chase.
Oh, if I could just figure out...
Mel, I've got it.
Got what?
The movies, of course. Remember, he wanted to see a movie.
Oh. Brother, if we aren't a couple of... Come on.
You mean no?
Of course no. Well, for the love of Pete, Sally.
Correction, please, for the love of Arabella. Bless her sweet soul.
See, what have you got against Arabella anyway? Well, she's just a woman.
Now tell me that all women are alike. Go on, tell me.
Well, they are. I'm at least all I've ever known. Except you.
Oh,
except
yeah, you. Slow down a minute. Did you say except me?
Well, you're... More like, you know, one of the boys, you know, a good Joe.
Oh, thanks.
No, I mean, really, I mean it. You're a pal.
So was my friend Flicka.
May I assist with your bags, miss?
Why, thank you. My car is parked here for me somewhere.
I hope you don't think me fresh, but we were the only two who got off here, and I'm a stranger in town, you see.
Oh?
See here, I have my card. The name's Corydon Brooks. I'm from Boston.
Boston? But I should have known. I'm Arabella King.
Oh, well, how do you do? Miss King, could you help me out?
I could try.
It's about a blind date. Her name is Sally Cook.
I'm afraid I don't know her. She's not one of my crowd.
I see. Her address is 2334 Circle Drive. Perhaps...
Circle Drive? Oh, what a coincidence.
I beg your pardon?
Why, that's just where I'm going, to pick up my fiancé, just a few doors away. Can't I drop you off?
Oh, would you? The train's delay has made me frightfully late. She's probably given me up altogether.
Oh, you don't think she's expecting you at all, then?
I rather think not at this hour.
Oh, but how perfect. Melville's not expecting me, either. Not until tomorrow night, anyway. Wonderful.
I don't believe I follow you.
Oh, can't you see it? Each of them sitting alone, bored, and then, ha, in we pop.
Say, that might be rather amusing.
First we'll bounce in on Melville, and then we'll pick up on Dolly.
Sally.
Dolly, Sally, oh, whatever. What a divine surprise.
Can't you picture the expression on their faces?
Well, they'll just die. When they see us, they'll simply die.
Are you sure you haven't seen him? I mean, red hair, freckles.
Look, bud, I see millions of them in this theater. Red hair, brown hair, blue eyes, cross eyes.
But this one, you couldn't forget him.
Yeah. Look, why don't you parents take care of your kids?
We're not his parents.
Then why don't you leave the poor kid alone?
Because we make our living chasing little children in and out of theaters. That's why.
Huh?
Come on, Sally. Let's go push some nice little old ladies under the bus. Small, red hair, kind of pudgy.
Well, sir, I give you my oath. That child's not been in this theater.
You're certain he couldn't have slipped by?
Oh, positive, positive. There haven't been more than four people in here all night. Educational film, you know.
Well, this is it, Sally. He's got to be in here.
Oh, the box office is closed. Can't we just sneak in and have a look? Come on.
You take the right side. I'll cover the left.
Darling, don't leave me.
Your father, Angela.
No luck here. How about you?
If it weren't so dark. Wait, two rows down. The third seat, you see?
Then take me with you.
Beloved, I cannot.
Oh, is there someone else?
It's him. What'll we...
Shh, quiet out.
I'll have to sneak up on him.
I must tell you.
And you love her?
I hate her. She's my wife.
Grab him, Mel.
What? Hey, let go. Help.
Cedric, how could you?
Hurry, Mel.
Let me explain. She's mad.
Hurry, Mel.
Come on, Junior.
Hopelessly insane.
Bone to pick with you.
Help, police. Kidnappers.
Mad? Mad?
Hopelessly insane.
But why haven't you told me?
Will you shut that mouth of yours?
I loved you too much.
Hold on to him, Mel.
No, Cedric, no. You've no.
Let go, you big ape. There.
Stop him, someone. Stop him.
I'll stop him, Mel, and when I do, I'll... Ooh.
You're what, lady?
Why don't you watch where you're going, you big... Whoops.
Officer, you're just the man we wanted to see.
Well, isn't that strange? Because you're just the pair I want to see... So get going, both of you.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs or in the outer lobby, please. What is the magic touch?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to switch this microphone to the drugstore just off the lobby. Listen in, will you?
Evening, miss. May I help you?
Yes. I need something for my hands. What really good hand lotion do you recommend? My skin is so terribly sensitive to dryness and hard water.
Well, miss, here's one I always recommend to folks whose skin chaps so easily or gets dry at the first touch of winter.
Italian balm.
Yes'm. It was a top favorite before the war. Then, like lots of good things, Italian balm disappeared. But it's back again now.
Well, I think Mother used to use this.
No doubt she did. Seems to me I sold more to the ladies of Italian balm than anything else. Your mother will be glad to know it's available again.
Oh, thanks. I'll take this bottle.
You know, funny thing about Italian balm, miss. I heard of it first many, many years ago in Canada. It gets cold out there, you know, in winter. Italian balm was all about my friends in the drug business seemed to handle. Never was anything like it for chapped skin, they told me. So later on, an American company started making it here in the States. And I've had it for my customers ever since.
Yes, ladies, if your skin needs safe, sure, positive protection this winter, many druggists will recommend good, dependable Italian balm. You'll recognize it anywhere by its famous green and white carton. You'll like its rich, concentrated, genuine goodness. And its economy, too, because just one drop of Italian balm serves both hands. It's not like thin, watery lotions.
Curtain. Last curtain. Don't forget the magic touch.
The first nighters are all in their seats, ready for the last act, and there goes the curtain.
Look, officer, I can explain this very easily.
Mister, I've heard that one so often it makes my head pound.
But it's the truth. He did run away from us. Honest.
Now I suppose you're going to tell me that was your kid?
Of course he's not ours. We never laid eyes on him before tonight.
I'd better warn you that anything you say now may be
Yeah, I know. That's what they say on Mr. District Attorney.
You're talking pretty wise for a guy in your shoes, bud.
Oh, please, Mr.
Rafferty, ma'am.
Oh, Mr. Rafferty, do we look like kidnappers? Honest, we're babysitters. I mean, he is.
A babysitter? You mean to say a great big guy like you?
Oh, I wouldn't be that fathead fiancé of mine hadn't...
Ah, so now you're going to shove the blame on this poor little girl.
I'm not talking about her. She's not my fiancé.
Oh, she's not, eh?
No, she's not, eh? I never saw her before tonight, either.
Well, well, you're quite an operator, aren't you, mister? If there's anything I hate more than a kid bullier, it's a Bush League Casanova. So button your lip before you arouse me.
Oh, officer, you don't understand. Believe me, he's not a wolf. He's just a big, sweet chowderhead who's up to his ears in trouble. Won't you help him, please?
Now there's a real lady for you. Help him, she says. And what about your troubles?
Oh, that's not important. What matters is if this thing comes out in print, his fiancé will never believe it's all perfectly innocent. She'll break their engagement.
Holy Toledo, if this ain't the screwiest... All right, little lady, don't cry. I'll help. Only don't cry.
Oh, you will? Oh, Mr. Rafferty, you're such an angel. If you just take us to 2343 Circle Drive, please.
Circle Drive it is, then. Though for the life of me.
Oh, thanks a million, officer. You're a real...
I told you to button your lip.
But officer...
Because if there's anything I hate worse than a Casanova, it's a guy so dumb he'll hold out for a pair of deuces when he's got a royal flush staring him in the face.
Are Mr. Brooks, are you ready?
Oh, yes, Miss King. Ready, willing, and able, as they say.
Isn't this marvelous? And to think that just a few hours ago
Superb. Alrighty now, let's tiptoe.
Go ahead. Knock.
I can hardly wait until the...
Hi, Grant. Oh, say, what do you think this is, Halloween?
Oh, my word. Perhaps we're at the wrong...
Oh, no. This is the Butterfields, all right. Aren't you Mrs. Butterfield's grandchild, my boy?
No, lady. I'm Charlie's aunt. Anything else?
Well, you might tell Mr. Curtis that Arabella...
Never heard of him.
But he's supposed to be here, sitting you.
Oh, that meatball. Nah, he... Why? What's it to you?
I happen to be his fiancé, that's why.
Well, pinch me, someone. I'm in paradise.
Come, Sonny. Where is Mr. Curtis?
Gee, I don't know, sir. They left me all alone here, locked in my room, and then they took off...
They? Who's they?
Well, Mr. Curtis and that blonde.
Blonde?
Yes'm. Her name was Sally.
Sally?
Yes, sir. Like I said, they tied me to my bed, and then they told me to beat me up if I told on them.
Oh, you poor darling. But I can't believe that Melville...
Oh, my grandma.
Never mind, young man. We'll find your grandma and that beast Melville, too. I never heard such a thing. There he is,
Rafferty. There's the little... Oh, great guns, Arabella.
Well, Melville... Yeah,
just a minute, Arabella. I can explain everything.
Now, just be sure you can, sir, or you'll answer to me for this.
Yeah. Oh, who are you? And who cut you in, anyway?
How dare you speak to Croydon like that?
And see here, you. If you'd care to step out on the lawn...
If you'd care to spend the rest of the night out there hunting for your bridge work...
Go ahead, smash him. You hit him. Hit him.
You stay out of this, you pocket-sized Frankenstein, or I'll freeze a blister on your...
Don't you touch that child, you... Bleached blonde?
Holy Toledo, and they pay money to see Joe Lewis. Stop this now, I'll run the lot of you in for disturbing the peace.
A policeman. Melville Curtis. Oh, what have you done?
He hasn't done anything.
I don't consider a person of your caliber capable of knowing.
Keep quiet, Arabella.
How dare you?
Yes, how dare you?
Who is this guy anyway? Little Sir Echo.
His name is Croydon Brooks, and he happens to be from Boston.
Yeah? Well, what's he doing around here, peddling beans?
Just look who popped a corny.
Marshal, I warned you. Wait, everybody, please. This isn't getting us anywhere. Arabella,
I beg your pardon.
Well, you should.
Please, Marshal. If you'll tell the truth about all this, I promise no one will tell your grandmother. If there weren't a law against it, I...
Well,
I'm waiting.
All right, then. Ask Officer Rafferty. He'll tell you. Didn't you see us at the movie, Officer?
Movie? Which movie?
Just as I thought. Of all the contemptible...
Brooksy, if you value those central incisors... Hey, Rafferty, what do you mean, what movie? The movie where you saw us chasing Marshall.
Marshall? Marshall who?
Marshall, that little... Boy, say, what is this?
Ah, oh, come on, lady. Who are you trying to kid?
I must be going squirrely. Look, Rafferty.
Well, officer, just how did you meet up with these two, then?
Well, now, I wouldn't want you to misunderstand or anything, but when I see a couple embracing right out on a street corner... Well,
but that's not true.
It's a frame-up. He's lying in his tooth.
Of all the disgusting exhibitions.
My word! That sort of thing just isn't done in Boston.
Who's framing who is what I'd like to know.
I've had quite enough. Croydon, if you don't mind.
Of course not, my dear. I understand perfectly. We will say good evening.
Good night, Melville.
And good riddance, Arabella.
Mr. Rafferty, I think that's the meanest lowdown.
Would someone mind giving me a brief recap on what's
if
going on?
If you don't get upstairs, I'll give you more than that.
Just a minute, Rafferty. I'd like an explanation of what...
Mister, if there's anything I hate worse than a born nincompoop, it's a guy who stands around asking for explanations when he's got a full moon and a blonde on his hands.
Rafferty, my friend, I think you may have something there.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The curtain is down on the final act of an exciting opening night performance in the Little Theater off Times Square. Listen to the applause. It's another Broadway hit. Did the first nighters like it? Listen to that applause. Next week, the First Nighter program will be broadcast on Christmas Eve, and we are glad to announce that, in response to thousands of requests from friends all over the United States and Canada, we shall present again that famous Christmas play, Little Town of Bethlehem. This will be the 10th performance of this celebrated play. Among radio listeners everywhere, the famous Bible story, Little Town of Bethlehem, has become a pre-Christmas must and ranks with laymen and clergy among the most worthwhile of radio's Yuletide offerings. We hope that you, your family, and friends will join us Christmas night to enjoy the 10th annual performance of Little Town of Bethlehem. And now we move out of the theater and into the street. Magic Touch will soon be on its way to your community.
Extra, extra, get your late paper.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Nighter.
Thank you.
Tonight's play was pure fiction and did not refer to real people or actual events. Say, that's an idea for Christmas.
What is?
That glamorous perfume you were wearing.
Oh, that's Cotton Blossom perfume by Old South. Any girl would love to get it for Christmas.
Cotton Blossom?
Cotton Blossom by Old South. Comes in lovely gift sets, too, at better stores.
You've been listening to a recreation by American Radio Theater of A Date with Baby, originally broadcast on the First Nighter. This program was broadcast over CBS on December 18th, 1947. There was a curious note on the script which said, do not mention Hollywood or Hollywood Studio. This show fictionally originates in New York. In our cast, you heard Pat McNally as Melville Curtis, Linda Maines as Sally, Greg Porter as Corydon, Michael Mokey O'Reilly as Pops, Ken Lease as the First Nighter, Marge Lutton as Arabella. Other roles performed by Joy Jackson, Kim Turner, Dave Lease, Harry Thiel, and the rest of the cast. Live sound effects by Penny Swanberg and Dan Schindler. I'm Dan Schindler, your genial announcer, and this is ART, the American Radio Theater.
Let's listen to some music from the days of old-time radio.
Crosby Clooney, number 392, for Tuesday, August 29, 1961.
And now, Durward, as you and Gary exit, Rosemary and I will slip in here, and we'll kind of try to keep the killer cycles clicking, so to speak.
You going to click first, Bing?
I'm clicking.
little Spanish town. 'Twas on a night like this. Stars were peek-a-booing down. 'Twas on a night like this. I whispered, be true to me. And she sighed, see. Many skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away and still she's in my heart. We made a promise and we sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. Skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away and still she's in my heart. We made a promise and we sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this.
Don't turn around, Miss Clooney. I want you to guess what I'm carrying.
A box of Cheerios?
No, ma'am.
Two boxes of Cheerios?
The truth is, I've got three boxes of Cheerios, one under each arm. One for me, one for you, and one for Karen. Seems Cheerios go so fast around here, we got to buy them in sets of three.
Well, Cheerios go fast everywhere. Everybody who tries them loves those perfect little O's. Crisp all through and golden delicious. They're perfectly toasted all round.
Now, pay attention, folks. There'll be questions later.
Questions? Bing, there's no question that Cheerios are deliciously different with toasted oat flavor. Toasting brings out all the flavor. Real great grown-up flavor, too.
And what will everybody enjoy?
Well, naturally, everybody will enjoy the wake-up cheerful flavor of Cheerios.
Good girl. Now, ready for another guessing game?
Fire when ready.
Name a three-armed American baritone who loves Cheerios.
How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight and motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And Harry Crosby's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low. May not be new, but I like it. How about you? Get my fill, and Mr. Crosby's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? I like it. How about you?
The
Bing, do you know that before long we may have bullfighting in this country?
Ain't no way, Ken. No way. Bullfighting in this country's too cruel.
Too gory for our tastes. We have laws against it, don't we?
Well, now, wait, fellas. I mean painless bullfighting.
Painless? Even to the bull?
Yes, indeed.
Painless bullfighting? What's that?
Well, there's a Spanish inventor. He's taken out a patent on a protective shield for the bull, you see. Mm-hmm. This shield straps across the bull's shoulders so the animal can go through an entire fight without getting a mark on him.
I'll be darned. What's this protective board made out of?
Well, it's made of cork, and it's thick enough to receive the banderillos, you know, the long darts.
Oh, you throw the darts into this cork board and instead of into the bull.
That's right.
Ah, that will score points for that ring?
No, it doesn't.
Getting the 20 zone there?
That won't make the bull mad, will it?
Oh, no, he'll love the cork. It'll be a ball for the bull. Yeah. Furthermore, on each side of this board is the scabbard for the bullfighter to plunge his sword into instead of plunging it into the bull, you see.
Ah, I see. The matador goes through all the motions, the crowd goes wild, and the bull goes home to mother after.
That's the idea.
What an arrangement.
Exactly, sure.
Who invented this gadget, anyway?
I was a former bullfighter, a fellow who has apparently seen the light and joined the SPCA.
And about time, a bullfighter who loves animals.
Well, bully for him.
But there's just one catch. If something isn't done about the bull's horns and the bull's natural disposition, how about the matador? He can get the...
Oh!
What?
Olé! I thought you'd never ask.
Sing something, Don Jose.
Si, si, Carmen.
Morochita me voy para olvidar. Le quiero mucho, él también me quiere. Morochita me voy hasta la capital para servir el patrón que me mandó la mar antes. Yo lo quise traer, dijo que no, que se había de lora, pa' que volver. Borrachita me voy hasta la capital a servir el patrón que me mandó la mar ante amor. Quise traer, dijo que no, que se había dolor, pa' que volver. Morochita me voy hasta la capital pa' servir el patrón que me mando la mar ante a vos.
You know, Ken, you mentioned that bullfighting gadget, the cork armor for the bull. We've come a long way, I would say, a step forward. This invention, you know, is almost vegetarian.
Well, I guess it'll make bullfighting be very popular, even with the bulls.
Even with the squeamish.
That's a nice sign.
Were they?
It's a religious cult in the East.
I know.
Squeamish.
Yeah.
They live in
Squeamishes. Yeah, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I think it's a nice sign. I really do this concern for El Toro. No matter how you figure it, I think we're improving.
Humane humans, how nice.
Well, I think it's nice that the bull doesn't have to be so brave anymore.
Why should he worry now?
Well, why should he get upset at all? Ferdinand could play at this kind of bullfighting. It's going to be rough on fiction writers, though. You know, an Ernest Hemingway of the future writing about a bloodless bullfight is going to have to turn in some pretty lukewarm stuff, wouldn't you say?
Yes, and it could spoil the plot of Carmen, too,
couldn't
it?
Ruin it, wreck it. Painless bullfighting will tone the sport down to the beanbag class.
I don't know, though. A real aficionado, he can get worked up over anything. So can a writer.
Some writers, yes.
What about announcers?
Oh, well, Rosemary, you know an announcer can make things just as exciting as he wishes.
Do they elaborate, you think, announcers?
You color listen to some wrestling
Bill Stern,
matches.
You think Bill Stern might put it on a little?
Dick Lane
and
of wrestling
down.
Matches.
Dick Lane. Dick Lane's the world's champion.
Boxing matches. You listen to those boys.
Uh-huh.
Which are mostly painless, you might say.
Well, that's one way of thinking. It's all in getting worked up. That's what you say.
Yeah, and how about somebody getting worked up over a song?
I could do that very easily.
Painless one, of course.
Hey, how about Ain't We Got Fun? Buddy has a noisy arrangement, you know.
That'll kick up some excitement.
Well, we hope and pray.
Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun?
Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun?
The rent's unpaid, dear. We haven't a car.
But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are.
Even if we owe the grocer, don't we have fun?
Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun.
There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Ain't we got fun? Ain't we got fun?
Are you sure? Take off those boxing gloves.
Ain't we got fun?
Still we have fun.
Hysterical.
Fun.
Every morning,
every evening,
ain't we got fun? Not much money,
but honey,
ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a car.
But anyway, dear, we'll stay as we are.
Even if we owe the grocer, don't we have fun? Tax collectors getting closer, still we have fun. There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get poorer. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Bing, why don't you do a Hawaiian song?
Should I?
Sure, you got your shirt tail out. Live.
You know, I just think I will.
Bessie wore a mallow and a coconut hat. One was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. The cock-eyed mayor of County Kirkcaldy. He was just a lazy Mollyheeny Holly boy. But all the girls were crazy just to share his fishing pie. He wore a leg and he wore a smile, drank a gallon of hope to make life worthwhile. Then it made him laugh, made him cry. He was the cockeyed mayor of County Kirkcaldy. The horse he rode was skinny, broken down old female. So he placed a green penny right under that horse's tail. Oh, he made her buck and he made her fly all over the island of Molokai. You could hear the canis and wahinis cheer. They gave him a lay of Kikinir. Now you've heard my story about the mayor of Kanakakai. All his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. Oh, he wore a mallow and a coconut hat. But one was for this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. The cockeyed mayor of Kanakakai.
shouted as he went by. He was the cock-eyed mayor, the swinging mayor of Conococai.
Buddy Cole takes charge now, Buddy and the boys, with Almost in Your Arms. This is going to feature Buddy on the piano, of course. Maybe one of us should sing a little lullaby for the mothers listening. Kind of lull the kids to sleep, sort of. Give the mothers a little breather today.
That's a good idea. Who's going to do this lullaby?
You do it, and I'll doze off with the kiddies.
Don't you dare.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Go to sleep now, my darling, while the night wind through the trees sings a lullaby for you. Go to sleep, my dearest one, sleep and dream now, my darling, for your sake. In my arms, in my arms all night through. La-da-dee, la-da-dee.
As they say, we've contrived to come to the end. We've enjoyed it, and we hope you have, too.
Thanks for listening, friends. Let's get together again soon, shall we?
Goombye.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.
That's all the time I have. Please stop by our website, www.americanradiotheater.org, for more podcasts. We put up a new one every month. Hey, see you next time.